you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. You are welcome to visit my website or blog, Jesus is Lord. I am the church in splendor.com for all my posts. Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God, I desire that every believer who take any or all parts of the contents of my books, my posts, let the Holy Spirit turn them into their own personal testimony, and they record them and publish them on the internet under the website titled, I, their first and all last name, am the church in splendor.com as a sweet offering to the Lord our God. You are welcome to access my post, quote unquote, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me, and while I was small in my eyes, God love exalted me. For more details, I pray that no one will allow Satan to fill their heart to lie to the Holy Spirit in using my books, my post, in any wrong way, for they would not be lying to me, but to God. I equate the use of my books of testimony to the time in Acts 4:32-37, and I pray that they don't have to encounter Acts 5:1-11. For we who are being led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of love. All rights reserved to the Holy Ghost and towards M. Kadu, whom he has inspired. Freely I have received, freely I give, and freely it is to be spread throughout the whole earth, to awaken my family and household of faith, edify the body of Christ, and help somebody out of darkness into the marvelous light of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. For my spiritual leaders have planted in the presence and participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander, I have watered, but God brings the harvest. Any song used on this website from any of the anointed worship leaders of the church is solely to help us praise and worship the Lord our God. We have no right to any of the songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Abba. Father, you said that when the cry of praise covered the earth, heaven will shake and my son will come. Thus, by the blood of Christ, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God, and the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, we've gathered here today at the table of grace and giving voice to your word, upholding all things by the word of his power. We believe, we receive, confessing, professing, decreeing, and declaring, speaking the work, the word, the glory of the Lord into the days of evil, into this present darkness, that we can see and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, for your good pleasure. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty one who do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of His Word. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, you all, you His hosts, you His ministers who do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, love, I, a member of the body of Christ, believe, I receive all authority in heaven and on earth that has been given to me in Christ. I know and understand that all things are possible to me who believe in Christ. I hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever I declare locked on earth is locked in heaven. And whatever I declare unlocked on earth is unlocked in the heavenlies. Every demon in hell trembles. At the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, and stop. The Lord saw you, the Satan, falling like a lightning from heaven. Behold, the Lord God of hosts has given me. Thus I take the right to command. I take authority to tread. I exercise absolute mastery over serpents and scorpions, and which are the rulers, the authorities, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, and over all your power, your ability, what you can suggest and what you can influence, the Satan, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Even the spirits are subject to me because of the name of the Lord our God. Even the demons believe that God is one, and they tremble in terror. I defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, by the blood of Christ, and my testimony. Even the demons believe, are subject. Even the spirits are subject to me because of the name of the Lord God of hosts. Even the demons believe that God is one, and they tremble in terror. I defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I do not love my life so much that I am afraid to die. Jesus has broken the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and freed me from the fear of death. I have been brought from death to life, for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We overcome the Satan when we testify personally of what the Word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirits of a sleepiness, tiredness, stealing, killing, destruction, and any other demonic activity that would come against us in our devotional time or at any other time. Before they are defeated in our lives, Lord, in the name of the, in the dimension of the spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And in the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew Bryan Alexander Stephanie and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, and our homes, and everyone in them, and our streets and our walls, within our palaces, with the precious blood of Christ, for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ, that closed us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Wherever the light touches today, that we, the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, shall be delivered. Anyone who would come against us, the Lord God of hosts is with us always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ? What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand there before the name of the Lord, God of hosts, the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom serve, who never leaves us nor forsakes us. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to love, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and manifest to us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God, to love among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are an aroma that brings death, to the other an aroma that brings life. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity, as those is sent from God. Therefore we fear neither man nor beast, for Jesus Yeshua has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. Father, love, I believe, I receive the fullness of the peace and the abundance of the garden of Eden, including the weather patterns and nature and its fortunes, flowing, working, dwelling in each and every realms of our lives, of our lands, our gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living, and our territories, that as it is in heaven, so be it. So as it is in heaven, so also be it here on the earth, even as on the earth, for our families, households, and ministries, and our lives and nations. In Jesus' name, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. So it be, Lord, thus by the blood of the Lamb, thus be the Satan to the devil and his minions. Cursed be to cursed be the Satan, the devil, and his minions, the plans of the enemy, his strategies, his wiles, all their powers and their ability to still kill and destroy, are paralyzed and incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in our lives, lands, and territories. Amen. So it be, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. Amen. They all fail. Oh, I will sing to the Lord because he is highly exalted. Of horse and driver, he has hurled into the sea. May the Lord, as the Lord passes today through the lands there to strike the wicked, behold, a mass exodus in the natural as the spiritual flee, and the Lord redeems this prophetic timeline of peace, and prosperity. He has given us to instill and restore the fear of the Lord on this earth and in the hearts of men, women, and children from every tribe and tongue, people, and nation. I thank you, Lord, that you have laid your hands on the cabals, the Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, and with mighty acts of judgment, you've brought out today your divisions, your church, your nations, and the cabals, the Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked. Now know that you are the Lord when you stretch out your hand against their wicked plan and brought us out of it. I thank you, Lord, that you've showed, O Lord, to the cabals, the Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, your power, and that your name are being proclaimed in all the earth. I thank you, Lord, that you've performed these signs and your of yours. You proclaim, you perform these signs on your home, on your you perform these signs on your of yours among the cabals, Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, that we may tell our children and grandchildren how you, O Lord, dealt harshly with the cabals, Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, and how you performed your signs among them, and that the nations now know that you are Lord. Lord God, I thank you that you stretched out your right hand and have stolen from the and have, excuse me, I told you, beloved, Lord, Lord God, I thank you that you've stretched out your hand and have smitten the cabals, the Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, with all your wonders which you do in them. I thank you, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You've let it be known today that you are God in the earth, and that I am your servant, and have asked all these things at your command. You have answered me, Lord, you've answered me. So now the nations know that you are Lord, that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Behold, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God of glory, has appeared. Jesus is Lord over the whole earth and everything in it. The Lord is in his holy temple. Silence before him all the earth. Can you put us in? Is it the armor that he has in the shop? In the shop, in the bring forth for me, please. I thought also. And there's no water downstairs. Yeah. Atoro soto korohesh. Anara to korohesh. Ere soto korohesh. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, wherever it pleases him. Lord directs President Trump's Prime Minister Netanyahu, the righteous men, women, generals, militaries, hearts to fulfill in God's time your perfect will, your perfect plan. Everything that the deep state tried and failed, the fraud failed, it all failed. And today, President Donald J. Trump is in the Oval Office and sitting in behind the president's desk, and is still our president. And the Lord has restored the national sovereignty, making everyone their own sovereign, individual. He has brought us back to Eden, that as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. Father, Lord, for the beauty of your love, I thank thee in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, Lord, for Holy Ghost resurrection fire that comes down and consumes and curses any wrong curse, witchcraft, omen, divination, sorcery, any type of voodoo, witch hunt, spells, spirit cooking, sickness, attack, anything alike, any expedition, excuse me, thank you, hex, anything of the occult done to or sent toward and or sent against President Donald J. Trump and or any one of us demanding our death and or to incapacitate us in any way, shape, or form. They hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the Lamb, any wicked thing that comes against us, including all their dark, their implementations, all their darkness, they stumble and fall because of the blood of Christ. The anointings that remove burdens and destroy yokes. Wherever the light touches today, that President Donald J. Trump and each one of us, the righteous, shall be delivered. I thank you, Father, Lord, that President Donald J. Trump's and Prime Minister Netanyahu's eyes are undimmed and their vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of their countenance. And so it be for all of us, the righteous. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Lord renews our strength, our youth, like that of an eagle's. I thank you, Father, Lord, for spirit of holiness and discernment and of unity for President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and all of us are the righteous who are standing for righteousness and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of strength, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And our delight be in the fear, reverence, honor, respect of the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. We, the church, the ecclesia, have the power and the authority to change time, not the occult world. Therefore, bow your knee. In the name of Jesus Christ, the completion of a new world order and a new world government was not and will not be brought, and was not and will not be established before, on, between, after 2/22/2022, and 3/22/2022, and by 2030. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be that plan. All its powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy have been crippled. It can no longer prosper on this earth or at any other time till after the catching away of us, the church, to glory. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the occult world. All its powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy have been crippled. It can no longer prosper for such a time as this. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent, venom. Cheap implants and any hidden deed of darkness for such a time as this. They shall not afflict people's bodies, lives, souls, to prevent them from knowing God and remembering His love for them. For God, for love, so loved the original world order that He created it to being, that He gave His only begotten Son to bring us, to bring you back into the position of sons and daughters, so His order can be completed again. The Lord has put all things under your feet. Then, above all, prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Word of God. Amen. So it be, Lord. I wash in the blood of the Lamb all the children, youth and young adults around the world, and they shall not be afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by the serpent venom, cheap implants, by the hidden deeds of darkness. Thanking you, Father Lord, for their protection, deliverance of, and for their restoration and preservation and provision, for the sake of your posterity, Abba. In the name of the Lord God of hosts, Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. Amen. So it be, Lord. It is finished. Jesus is Lord over His whole creation. My Lord Jesus, Yeshua, Adonai, you are Lord over heaven and earth. Adonai, every knee will bow to you. Lord Most High, even though you are my friend and my blood brother and my bridegroom, you are my Lord and my God and my King, my judge and my defender, my faithful high priest. I am the servant of the Lord. May your word to me be fulfilled. Father, your name be glorified in me, for I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, after supper, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." And now behold, I have brought the first fruit of my increase as my love, gratitude, and honor to my God, and I receive plenty instead of lack, and breakthrough instead of failure. Majesty, we worship your majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority flows from his throne unto his own. His anthem praise we exalt, lift up on high the name of Yahshua, we magnify. Come, glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, we worship your majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Yeshua who died, now glorified, King of all kings. The high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, I adore you. And I thank you for the last blessing, the mercy, the grace, the wisdom, the understanding, the revelation knowledge, the discernment, ideas we need to provide and to protect and to deliver and the discernment, ideas, concepts, insights, and witty inventions, the favors that we need to protect and to deliver and preserve us, and that provide the money, wealth, and riches to bring us this scatterbound family, households, and ministries to the next level of our prosperity in Christ. So help us, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord's justice dwells in the desert. His righteousness lives in the fertile field. The fruit of that righteousness be peace. Its effect be quietness and confidence forever. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hill flattens the forest, and the city is leveled completely. How blessed are we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, individually and as a whole, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, in the name of the Prince of Peace, our lives are redeemed from destruction. For the Lord God of hosts will not spare the lives of his enemies from death. And we are wise. We are holy. We are righteous. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. To him who is able to keep us from stumbling and to present us to himself, the church, in splendor, without spot or to him who is able to keep us from stumbling and to present us before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority. through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. I who feed on this bread will live forever, for I have the fire, the life of the everlasting living in me. Thus I believe I receive divine healings, and I think and speak and act and walk in love, in divine health and divine restoration. For his spirit that gives life to my mortal body because of righteousness. Hallelujah. There be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We partake of the broken body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing our resting in my well-being, worth, and in Christ. Amen. We are thankful. Give you our reverence. So rise to your rest and be blessed by our presence. We glory in your embrace as your presence now fills this place. Oh, the glory of your presence. We your temple give you reverence, so rise to your rest and be blessed by our presence. We glory in your embrace as your now fills this place as your presence now fills this place, this place. This is the blessing that is on my spouse and on our children. By the burden removing, yoke destroying power of Christ. My stand, my jewel, and your wife to be my daughter, my bride. And your wife to be my daughter, my Aleph. And your wife to be my daughter, and everyone of our Christ, of our grandchildren and great grandchildren, to the thousand generations, households and ministries, thou art sons and daughters of the Most High God in the house. Excuse me, of our Heavenly Father. That day when love resurrected Christ from the dead has he begotten you, has he chosen you, that day he is your father, and you are his sons and daughters. Let all the angels of God worship, minister for you. For as Jesus, the Word of God, the Son of God is, so also are you in this world. For you are the church that Christ loved and gave himself up for, and has made you holy. He is cleansing you by the washing with water through the word, and is presenting you to himself, the church, in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. You be holy, spirit, soul, and body, without blemish. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of you, the sons and daughters of love. And of the angels, he says, he maketh his angel spirits and his ministers flames of fire. But unto you, his sons and daughters, your thrones as God, as love, stand forever and ever. And the righteous scepter, the scepter of your kingdom in Christ, is a scepter of absolute righteousness, of justice and straightforwardness. You have loved righteousness. You have delighted in integrity, virtue, and uprightness, in purpose, thought, and action. And you have hated lawlessness, injustice, and iniquity. Therefore, God, even your God, has set you above your companions, the angels of the Lord, by anointing you with the oil of exultant joy and gladness, with and in Christ. For each one of you has confessed with your mouth Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, is my Master, and God has set everything right between him and me. And are believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You shall be sozo, a eternal inheritance in and with Christ. For each one of your names is written in heaven, in the book of destinies, and in the Lamb's book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. Amen. Amen. And furthermore, Lord, you did lay the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain and continue permanently. They will all grow old and wild like a garment, like a mantle thrown about oneself. You will roll them up, and they will be changed and replaced by others. But you, my Lord Jesus Christ, remain the same, and your years will never end nor come to failure. Now, Lord my God, I thank you that because they have found their favor with God, and the Holy Spirit has come upon them, and the power of the Most High, the power of the blood of the cross of Christ, has overshadowed each one of them, so that Stanford, Andrew, and your wife to be, Brian, and your wife to be, Alexander, and your wife to be, and every one of our grandchildren and great grandchildren, to the thousand generations, our households and ministries, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. By his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, you are healed. And by the blood of the Lamb, you are made whole. You are redeemed from iniquity and transgressions, strongholds and strong men. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding is guarding each one of your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Everything you put your hands to prospers. Every place that the sole of your food shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, says the Lord. You are accepted in the beloved, seated at the right hand of God, enjoying the presence of the Lord. For in his presence there is fullness of joy, at his right hand pleasures forevermore, as long as you remain in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thus we each declare, I fight the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life, so that when I have done the will of God, I will receive and enjoy to the full what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But I, the Lord's very own special treasured possession, do not belong to those who shrink back to eternal misery and perdition and are utterly destroyed, but to those who have faith, who are believers, who cleave to and trust in and rely on God through Jesus Christ, my Messiah, and are saved. Through me, his beloved, the Lord my God, brings this whole matter, the church age, to an end. For my heart has captured his love for humanity. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor, glory and honor and power, for God created, for love has created, for God created all things, and for my pleasure, and for thy pleasure, they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. This is the revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to the Apostle John on the island of Patmos. I think we did this already. The King of Kings. Then I saw the heavens opened, and there was a white horse. Its rider was called Faithful and True. He judges and wages war in righteousness. His eyes were like a fire flame, and on his head were many diadems. He had a name inscribed that no one knows except himself. He wore a cloak that had been dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. We, the armies of heaven, followed him, mounted on white horses and wearing clean white linen. Out of his mouth there came a sharp sword to strike the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod, and he himself will tread out the winepress and the wine of the fury and wrath of God the Almighty. He has a name written. On his cloak and on his tie, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing on the sun. He cried out in a loud voice to all the birds flying high overhead, "Come here, gather for the flesh of military officers and the flesh of warriors, the flesh of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all free and slave, small and great." Excuse me. And then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered to fight against the one riding the horse and against us, his army. The beast was caught, and with it the false prophet who had performed in its sight the signs by which he led astray those who had accepted the mark of the beast and those who had worshipped its image. The two were thrown alive into the fiery pool burning with sulfur. The rest were killed by the sword, the word of God that came out of the mouth of the one riding the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh. Good is the word of the Lord. We esteem the word of the Lord. We receive the blessing, Lord my God, that you have pronounced on all who take the time to read, to listen to, and to heed the prophecies in the book of the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ to the Apostle John on the island of Patmos. And I'm so grateful, Father Love, I thank you that we are not a part of those 7 years of tribulation, but we are the church, the ecclesia, who are favored to not fall asleep, but we shall all be changed in an instant, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet, right before the 7 years of the tribulation, to be with our Lord Jesus Christ in all his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. For we are filled with all the fullness of your love. To him who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb be ascribed the blessing and the honor and the majesty, glory, splendor, and the power, might, and dominion forever and ever through the eternities of the eternities. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the earnest expectation of manifestation of the good things to come. Blessed be Elohim, my source and sustainer of power and might, of wisdom and strength, of glory and honor, of the blessing, his favor. I have proclaimed the decree of the Lord, who said to me, "You are by daughter, today I am your father." And this is that testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. I who have the Son have life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. And they will go away into eternal punishment. But I, the righteous, I who believe on the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and know God and obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus into eternal life. Above all, I rejoice that my name is written in heaven in the Lamb's Book of Life. For anyone whose name was not found written in the Book of Life was thrown into the pool of fire. This is the second death. And I saw thrones on which were seated we, the church, the ecclesia, who had been given authority to judge. Thus I thank you, Lord my God, by the blood of the Lamb, you have removed all sickness from my midst. By the blood of the cross, that you have pronounced our freedom in Christ. So it remains. Psalm 22, at the cross, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the right for me. I stand on this. Your victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the rewrite has no effect on me. I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. As I behold the strength of the right hand of God, I have washed my hands and feet in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is therefore now no condemnation for me who am in Christ Jesus, who do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Behold, I take power to tread the Lord God of hosts, making a path for me on serpents and scorpions, and which are the ruler, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me, even demons. That shall by any means hurt me. Not that I would put the Lord to the test. Thus, by the blood of Christ, for the love I believe I receive, that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccines, serpent venom, bioengineered products, and genetic modifications, quantum dot, these shall not harm me. I shall not be afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom, by cheap implants, and by any hidden deed of darkness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. Amen. They all fail in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. It is written, message from God in human DNA code. Hello, my children. This is Yahweh, the one true Lord. You have found the creation secret. Now share it peacefully with the world. It remains. The name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever. And I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ, and my spirit remains sealed with your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory, spirit, soul, and body, I remain in Christ. My heart crying out, Abba, my Father, my Daddy. And we partake of the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sinning power resting in my, inheritance, that my name will never be blotted out from the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Knowing nothing shall ever be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Thank you, Father Lord, for cleansing my blood and my loved one's blood with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Blessed am I who have been invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. These are the true words of love. Oh Lord, my love, how I long for the day, when you drink of this fruit of the vine, know with me in the kingdom of our Father. The cup, the power of my acceptance by love in Christ. Amen. I am fully persuaded that what the Lord my God has promised, he is also able to do. He who testifies to these things as it says, yes, I am coming soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come, for I am an heir to the kingdom of heaven. In our Father's house, you have prepared a place for me, Lord my God, and I will to get there without my seeing the grave. For it is you, Lord, who works in me to will and to act in order to fulfill your good pleasure. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Even so, come quickly, my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, come. Your bride awaits you. Don't delay. Amen. Hallelujah. Till that glorious day, I occupy until he comes. I believe and do what God says, and his wisdom will protect and promote me. We pray that foolish virgins with their lamps also take oil with them. For we, the wise virgins, are preserving our oil to trim our lamps for the bridegroom's coming to go meet him. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. For it is I who is being led by the Spirit of God, who is the daughter of love. Christ, love controls, constrains, restrains me. I continue to walk in the Spirit, and I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I love in the Spirit. I also follow the Spirit. I walk in the light of his presence. Thus I walk faithfully with the Lord my God, and I be no more, because the Lord God has taken me away. Amen. Hallelujah. Till that glorious day, I remain sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and the helmet of my hope of salvation. For God, love, did not appoint me to suffer wrath, but to obtain salvation through my Lord Jesus Christ, to whom who died for me, that whether I wake or sleep after, I would have lived at least 120 years on this earth. If Jesus dies, I should live together with him, remembering that mercy triumphs over judgment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.